This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm in the mood for Christmas simply because you're near me. Wait a minute. It's only the second Monday in October. How can you be doing Christmas? People are asking, should we have holiday conversation? I would rather be talking about Christmas on Columbus Day than Columbus, frankly. So, you want to talk? Shall we talk about Christmas? Or just
sure.
Forget it and move into... Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
I have bought... I never, ever buy early. I know Jen probably shops like all year long and has everything done early. But this year, one person I have bought his gift for, and that is
me?
You. Yes.
Ah, see, how about that?
Oh, lucky ducky. Look at you.
Yep. All right, Jennifer, you gone shopping, have you?
I did some online shopping, yes, on Prime Day, and I have done a couple of things here and there. I'm not where I would love to be. I'd love to have it done and wrapped so that I can just enjoy, but, you know, we'll get there.
It's the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schilling. Karen, you buying my present yet?
I haven't bought anyone their present yet.
So. Nobody.
I can send you a list if you'd like.
I'm not sure. Yeah, right. I bought one thing for Meredith, and I said to her that I bought something. It came from California, and she said, "You bought it already?" Because I'm not one for buying early. I was thinking of the children, though, last night, and the things to get, and how to shop for Miles, because he's of the age now. I've been debating. Meredith said, why don't you want to be with Miles on Christmas? Because he kind of would get it for the first time.
Mm.
And I think the answer to that is yes. What I would like to do is spend, like, Christmas morning maybe with Meredith, and then Christmas evening with the kids in California, but because they're spending their day.
I think you need to just commit.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, you can't fly from Florida to California on Christmas Day. I mean, that's just going to ruin the whole day.
No, I've probably flown to California on Christmas Day a dozen times or more in the past however many years since 1993 they've been going to California? Nah, it's no big deal. That's a good day.
So here's what I would suggest.
Everybody's in
a
happy mood.
You and Meredith are adults, right?
That's true.
And so you guys could set up your own Christmas, like maybe a day before or a day after.
Yeah, we could.
But you've got a grandson who is going to get Santa Claus, I think, right? He's on Santa Claus list.
Yeah, he's on the Santa Claus list, yep.
You only get that so often.
Yeah.
Because Santa Claus stops delivering after a while. So,
well,
you know.
I wasn't invited to the early part of the day because that's the other side of the family's. I'm sure I could go. I mean, it wouldn't be a big deal. But I'm just thinking it through. Thank you for the suggestions. Yes, that was also the other suggestion that came from the other side of the room. So we'll figure it out. I wanted to spend a minute talking about Delilah, who is someone that I know her enough to say hello. How are you? She's not a friend. But she has been, through the years, someone that has helped a lot of people because she herself needed help, and she admits to that. And her radio program, if you don't know, is on the air around the country every evening and has been for some. I remember listening to her here in Boston when she first got started, probably 30 years ago, maybe even more, maybe 30, 35 years ago. So one of the things, she's a 12-stepper and has been married, I think, three or four times, and has children. She's adopted a lot of children. I think she has 12 or 13 children. She has always taken people in. One of her sons, I think one of her, when you're not adopted, when you have your own children, one of her natural children, right, would be the way to refer to him, I think.
Biological?
Anyway, biological, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Son, I think he was 16, 17, 18 years of age, suffering from depression, took his own life. And so there's a lot of, you know, it's pretty hard to avoid the stuff that's online or around in the news circles today about her and the situation. What does this sort of thing do? When you hear a celebrity talk about something like this, what does it do? Does it give more credence to the help that these people need, depending on whatever the help is, or does it turn you off? Does it? Why can't she help her own and yada, yada, yada? I think that's a specious question to ask, but it is a question that will or has been asked. You know, why you spend so much time helping other people, why couldn't you help your own son? I think that's a hard... Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's very hard.
I think that's a pretty insensitive criticism to throw at somebody.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If that's what her critics are going to say, I think that's pretty dumpy, because I think we all know that even if we have it all together, there are people in our lives who don't.
Yeah.
And there are sometimes things that you just can't do that the person has to do. I mean, we all know that you've got to put your mask on yourself before you can help anybody else. And while you can help people, unless they want to be helped, it's not going to be received. And there are sadly people who are very sick, who bad things are going to happen to no matter what anyone does. And I would hope that people would understand that. I feel horrible for Delilah. I mean, that's losing a child is beyond comprehension for people who are parents.
Yep. Sad stuff. It is. So send a lot of love and warmth to her if you're a fan of hers, even more so. 14 past the hour. All right, let's get to some television. If you wanted to use the television theme, you can do that if you'd like, Kara. The connection between Larry David and Bernie Sanders. This is really more bizarre than you could possibly have. Larry David spent a lot of time last fall playing Bernie Sanders on SNL and I guess in other venues as well. But apparently they found out that they are actually related on the season premiere of a show that's on PBS called Finding Your Roots. The host of the program is Henry Louis Gates. I don't know this show. Anybody ever watch this show?
Oh, I love the show, yeah.
Finding Your Roots, really?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. This is what put Ancestry.com and 23andMe on the map, really, and commercially,
really?
Because that's the DNA test that they use, yeah.
All right, so here you have Larry David, who, you remember Curb Your Enthusiasm, he was the brains behind Seinfeld, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and Bernie Sanders from Vermont. Here is the way they found out that they're cousins.
We match your DNA against everybody who's been in any of my series. If you have long identical stretches, that means you're cousins.
Oh, I have some cousins?
Yep.
I hope it's a good athlete.
What the hell?
You're kidding.
Oh my God.
That is unbelievable. It's true?
It's true.
Oh, that's so funny. That is really funny. That is amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah. All right. Cousin Bernie.
Cousin Bernie.
Yeah.
People say to me, you know, they talk about Larry David, and I say, he does a better Bernie Sanders than I do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The two of them together on SNL was hilarious. Bernie always had a pretty good sense of humor about Larry David playing him, and when they did the skits together, it was really funny.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're cousins is, like, not surprising, actually.
Yeah, it's really one of those bizarre things. All right, Jen, what's on tonight?
All right, tonight, Dougie, oh boy, we've got Monday Night Football. Minnesota Vikings go to Chicago to take on the Bears. Also, some playoff baseball. Go Dodgers tonight on TBS. Escape from Mr. Limoncello's Library. That's a new kids series that's released on Nickelodeon tonight at 7 based on the book. Supergirl is new on CW at 8. A brand new Big Bang Theory on CBS at 8. And The Good Doctor. I watched this over the weekend and saw the pilot. Great show. If you need something to watch, The Good Doctor deals with a doctor, talented
that.
Physician who's on the autism spectrum, 10 p.m. on ABC. Really interesting show.
Right?
He's young, very young, but very smart. He's a genius, and he can look into people's bodies sort of and figure out what's wrong with them, but he doesn't have that bedside manner. And so there's the communication block that they deal with on the show as well. It's really interesting. It's a good program.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So there it is. Some advice for those of you who I tried to stay up and watch the first episode of Madam Secretary last night, but I fell asleep. I don't even begin to understand.
That's what On Demand is for.
Why? Yeah, and
isn't that a bit heavy for a Sunday night and right before you go to bed?
What, Madam Secretary?
Yeah, like that's
no,
that,
it's
isn't that a little too real?
Well, it's.
I watched.
So,
speaking of real, I'm sorry to interrupt, Dougie, but I watched 60 Minutes with those first responders to the Las Vegas shooting right before I went to bed. Yeah, I tossed and turned last night.
Yeah.
You did. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
I don't find that stuff. What I'm thinking, I'm wondering why they put it at 10 o'clock. It started its career 3 years ago at 8. Then last year they moved it to 9. This year they moved it to 10. And I would think
it's not a good sign.
Well, no, it has very strong following and strong ratings. But the idea that it ought not to be on at 8 o'clock, they put a show, that new show in, with our Ari Fleischer, what's the guy's name? That Pippin, right? Pippin, what's the guy's
Jeremy.
Name?
Yeah, Jeremy. Jeremy Pippin.
Yeah. There's a new show they put on at 8 o'clock, and then they have NCIS Los Angeles at 9. Those shows should be moved back because they're a little more violent, so the NCIS ought to be at 10 o'clock. I don't understand it. But anyway, so I become victim to not being able to stay awake. And so I don't understand that, but then I'm not running the television network. I probably should be because I'd be better at it than they are. But you know, nobody's invited me. All right, it's 17 after the hour. Here's an invitation for you as you are noticing your body's changing over the years. I certainly have noticed a little change in mine. Once in a while I feel when I come down with a little something I have less energy. And maybe you have a little more fatigue than you used to. So, there is a decrease in circulation that's responsible for that. And that's why I got excited about Superbeats, because it started giving my body what it needs. Jennifer is getting what she needs in her body now. And Kara is getting what she needs in her body now. Victoria is. So, I can talk about the natural, healthy circulation and how it makes me feel great. And that's why I drink Super Beats, because I want the blood to get to my brain, to my muscles, and all over my body. But everybody's got a different experience. Jennifer does, Kara does, Victoria does, right? You have different reasons for taking this. I think it's picked me up more than anything else for you, Jennifer, and Kara, as you get started, right?
Oh, yeah, because I always hit that mid-afternoon point where I feel like I can't do anything and I can't get home and I'm just, like, stuck at work and I'm exhausted, so I always take that. I don't drink coffee, so this is a great replacement for that.
In the next 4 or 5 years, the number of people who will be over the age of 65 surpass those under the age of 5 for the first time in history. So if you get to be 65, you're probably going to live another, if you've gotten to 65, the average is you'll at least another 20 to 28 years. And that's really kind of an amazing, but you're going to have need for energy. And Super Beats promotes the body's own natural ability to produce healthier circulation. Increased energy, increased stamina all day long. Only Super Beats is made from beets grown to exacting standards, non-GMO, beets concentrated into superfood crystals. It's a great process. Easy to get on board with this program. All you have to do is actually go to DougLikesBeets.com. Do yourself a favor. Do what we all have done. Get the energy, the stamina. Get what you like. Get what you need. DougLikesBeets.com. Get started. 30-day supply comes with your first order free. And you get free shipping, that kind of stuff. Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com. Beats.com. That's the best way to order them. DougLikesBeats.com.
This is Hal's Yard as Halloween approaches, and summer's harsh heat has turned his lawn into a virtual cemetery. But Hal knows fall is the best time to feed his lawn and repair those scary thin brown patches. So he reaches for Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. It feeds and replenishes nutrients. Roots grow deeper and stronger. So next spring, Hal's grass grows thicker and greener. Guaranteed. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Winter Guard today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Winter is on its way. Is your grass cut out for it? Fall is the best time to seed your lawn, and right now the Home Depot has 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed bags, 15 pounds or larger. Only Turf Builder has WaterSmart Plus coating technology, along with nutrients to jumpstart new growth and protect against diseases. Get healthy grass guaranteed. For a healthy lawn, it's time to sow the seeds of success with 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 11th.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. Ends 10/14/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Beat the gun that's being pulled by a lot of stations. There will be a number of stations this week that change the Christmas music, and then that number increases as we go through the month of October. So we're profiling here on New Music Monday a new album called You Make It Feel Like Christmas with Gwen Stefani. We have three tunes. Her version of Jingle Bells is up. This is her first Christmas album, right?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So here's her version of Jingle Bells. Let's cue it up. These albums are never difficult to do. Short studio time, because everybody knows the tunes. And you can have some fun with the orchestra.
Yeah, she did a mix of classic songs and new originals, which is cool.
All right. Well, let's see if we can find one of the originals. This next tune from Gwen Stefani on New Music Monday from You Make It Feel Like Christmas is Under the Christmas Lights. Like this?
I love it, yeah. Mistletoe for kissing. Get over here and play.
Let's start making some traditions. Be my heart. She's singing this to Blakey.
Oh, yeah. The whole album's about Blake.
Is it really?
Pretty much, yeah. It's cute.
Yeah. I like this. Under the Christmas
like, I think Kara made this comment a week or two ago. It's rare to find new original Christmas songs that are good.
Yes, that are any good, yeah, right.
I love this. And, you know, I wasn't sure how I would feel about her voice on a Christmas album because she has a very odd, like, kind of unique voice to me. It's not super traditional what you would find on, like, a Christmas album, but she does so much justice to these songs. I think I'm going to play this entire album for my whole family on Christmas.
It's really good. Oh, yeah. This is definitely going to be in the Keelan household for sure.
All right, so the third tune that we have, because we always present three new tunes on New Music Monday, is also from the same album called You Make Me Make It Feel Like Christmas. This is My Gift Is You from Gwen Stefani.
This one is definitely about Blake.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it nice to be so in love with someone that you can really, you can sing about? It brings into focus every part of your being.
Yeah, it makes me so happy for her, and it also kind of makes me sad for the last, you know, 20 years of her life where she was married to someone and never did she get a reaction like this from Gavin Rossdale.
She probably wouldn't have appreciated him as much had she not had the first experience.
Could be. That's true.
That happens a lot. So good for her. They all sound the same to me in a sense, the beat and that sort of thing, but that's not bad.
Yeah, and it's kind of a lot of Christmas songs in general.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I never knew much about her. I didn't really get into her until she got into Blake and you guys all started talking about her. And now I quite like her pop sound. Gwen Stefani, new album for Christmas, You Make It Feel Like Christmas. 28 after the hour on the DJB show.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, Volvo rolls out a new SUV with the identical horsepower to the Porsche Macan Turbo. The XC60 has always been Volvo's bestseller in the United States, but for 2018 it comes with 400 horsepower in the T8. Volvo added a turbo, a supercharger and an electric motor to make its four-cylinder XC60 a plug-in hybrid supercharged turbo SUV. It starts considerably less than the Porsche. The Volvo XC60 is expected to start in the mid-$40,000 range. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at Business and Burgers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You all right? You losing it?
Just seeing how long it took you to get acquainted with what the reality is of the moment, and that is back to the yak, 34 and change after the hour. It is Monday, October the 9th. Yeah. So there are a couple of statues that are of note that I thought perhaps we ought to spend some time on. This is not normally big-time stuff, but the Peyton Manning statue that was unveiled outside the stadium in Indianapolis in commemoration of his historic career. A lot of people attended this. The commissioner, boo. Let's see, David Letterman, who is from that town.
Indiana, yeah.
Yeah,
he's a Hoosier.
Yep, he is. So what's the why now, I guess? Is he's all done, Peyton Manning? I've forgotten whether he was.
Oh, yes. He is retired.
When did he retire?
Two seasons ago, I want to say.
Yeah.
After he won the Super Bowl with the Broncos.
He ranks first
right?
in passing yards, 71,940. Ooh, passing touchdowns, 539. Fourth quarter comebacks, 45. That is a record, isn't it, huh? Sounds sounds big, and I don't know anything about football. Sounds big. So that's the Peyton Manning statue. Now there's another one, perhaps a little bit more controversial, in St. Cloud, Florida. You know where that is?
No.
It's a suburb of Orlando, not far, actually, from where Dr. Ken's office is in Mount Dora. They have two statues now on the main town square. One of them was put up 13 years ago, and it was basically a tribute to the Union Army soldiers. And so sitting around at the Fat Boy Barbecue, a bunch of guys who wear Confederate hats and are probably in families that have been around, you know, that was that whole area was big Confederate territory. So this fellow, the commander of the local group of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, said if the residents have this, the Union to look at, we want to have the Confederacy for them to look at. And so they're trying to get a Confederate monument built. Big debate in the town. And I wonder, you know, most of these decades-old statues go back to the Jim Crow era. The stuff that's Robert E. Lee, these big, ugly. Do you have any in Baltimore? I'm trying to think of having spent 2 or 3 years there. What there is for statues around where City Hall is, and I can't remember anything, Kara.
Some statues that they took down earlier this summer, but I don't actually know that much about them, and I didn't see them very often. There are monuments in the middle of the city, like in the middle of roads, but, you know, it's just one of those things that because I don't live in the city, so I don't really, like, walk around those areas around all that much, and I don't, like, walk around touristy areas all that much, so it's just you kind of drive through, you see a statue, you kind of just pass by and don't really realize what it is.
Let me ask you, why this? And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. What is there about the message from those people? I'm looking at a picture of this guy, Al Massey, who's the ringleader wanting to put up this statue in St. Cloud. And he's got, you know, he looks sort of normal, but he's got this cap on that is with the logo of the Confederate States of America. This is the real, you know, we talk about the Confederate flag. This symbol of the Confederate States of America is almost like, it's not a cross, but it's four outshoots of a circle with CSA and then 1861 to 1865. The cross of honor, they call it. It kind of looks like a cross, a fat cross. I just don't understand, and I don't. Maybe people will say to me, well, that's it, Doug, you don't understand. What is there? There are 50 movements around the country. There have been, in the last, since, let's see, 1990, there have been about four dozen Confederate monuments built in various places around the country. And I'm just wondering, from Texas to Alabama, they're all over the place. I don't get what it is about this that drives these people. And I'm open to suggestions. You know, there have been some constructive criticisms of me because I take this point of view, and some not so constructive, calling me names and stuff over the years. I don't care. But I just don't get it. The Sons of the Confederate Veterans. Huh? The Sons of the Confederate Veterans, Confederate sons. The sons of the Confederate veterans have been dead for 100 years. So what are we trying to create here? I don't. I've said it before. I just. They're in. Let's see. These monuments are in Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, North and South Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. And there's some other states that have proposals. There's one for Iowa that's been proposed. There's one for Missouri that's been proposed. One for Kentucky. What am I missing here? I'm going slowly through this because I'm trying to wrap myself around what it is that you could possibly gain by having building one of these things. And it's, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I mean, my friends who are from the South, I've asked them about things like this, and, you know, there seems to be a separation between what some Southern people consider tradition and being, you know, being Southern and things like that, which is separate from, you know, wanting to promote these types of statues and monuments and things like that, which, like you said, most people forget, all those Confederate soldier-type statues went up during the Jim Crow era, and that was basically just a big FU into the face of black people.
That's
there's no other way around it. You can't. Yeah. These were not monuments that were built in 1867
or whatever. And that's how I think it still reads. Yeah. You're putting a nice job. Well, yeah, not a nice. I was trying to paint it. A picture with quite, but you basically painted the picture as it is. It's up yours.
I mean, that's what it was. Yeah. And so, you know, I understand completely why people are outraged that those types of monuments still exist. And, you know, and there's really nothing historical about that, about the time period that they, you know, that they were put up. And in terms of, you know, if you really want to be honoring the battle and things like that, it was so far after the point that it doesn't even make sense to me when people try to make that argument.
All right, so here's, in this same town, there is a diner called the Coffee Cup Cafe, Coffee Cup Cafe with K's. And it is a reference, obviously, to the KKK.
Wow.
And a fellow came in 15 years ago and bought the cafe. And then said, well, he didn't understand what he was going to, he didn't really quite get what was, how this would work. Only the bottom line is that he tried to change the name, and the people in town said, if you change the name, you got out of business. So, what the hell?
Wow.
Huh? If you change the name from the Coffee Cup Cafe, spelled with a K, that's, you'll go out of business. Ingabunga.
Jeez.
All right, food for thought. 43 past the hour. This is the DJV show. All right, let's talk about sleeping and your pillow. The type of sleep that makes you feel refreshed in the morning and energized all day long. The use of a good pillow, right? That's what you need. A good pillow so you'll be energized. The only pillow that can really fill all three requirements for the best sleep is the pillow or the pillows, because there are a number of different designs at MyPillow.com and on the MyPillow website. Go to the MyPillow website, MyPillow.com, and look at the menu of all the things that are there. They have brand new pillows on the market. They have traditional pillows. You need to try this pillow. It works so well, you'll become a believer. You'll become someone who talks about this. This is a no-brainer. All right, go to MyPillow.com. Click on the DJV on the box that says, what do they have up there? What do they call it? Code, right? I think it's called code.
Yep, promo code.
And just
code,
put DJV in there. And then look around. Yes, you'll want to order all of the pillows that we're talking about. There are different types of pillows, different sizes and shapes and fill and all kinds of things. But when you get down to the bottom line, you want a great night's sleep, and this is the way to get it. Kara's got them. Tori has got them. I got them. I gave a couple to Meredith. And by the way, the reason that you want to change the pillow is because of the dust mites, the oils, the bacteria, the dead skin cells that harbor in your pillows after a year or so, wreaking havoc on your sleep quality, not to mention general hygiene. So if your pillow has virtual yellow stains on it, it can't bounce back to what its original shape was. So if it's 12 to 24 months old, that's what they say on the website, you need to replace your pillow right away. Do it by going to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, take advantage of the 50% off pillow promo. You like that? The pillow promo. I just thought of it, the pillow promo. At MyPillow.com. It's MyPillow.com/DJV.
Winter is on its way. Is your grass cut out for it? Fall is the best time to seed your lawn, and right now the Home Depot has 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed bags, 15 pounds or larger. Only Turf Builder has WaterSmart Plus coating technology, along with nutrients to jumpstart new growth and protect against diseases. Get healthy grass guaranteed. For a healthy lawn, it's time to sow the seeds of success with 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Now through October 11th.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. You'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. Ends 10/14/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 47 past the hour. Don't go away. You won't go on the air. I know you won't. Meredith is here. So you guys get a kick out of this. She went to one of her girlfriends, invited her to go see Bruno Mars last night. So when I was talking to her about why you wanted to, I said to her, why do you want to go to a Bruno Mars concert? She said to me, he's adorable.
She's not wrong.
And so put the headsets on, Meredith, and just listen to what they're saying. If you don't want to, but you can say, you can.
Why wouldn't you want to? Whoa.
All right, there you go. All right, you can talk.
Ow.
She doesn't like going
that
on.
That sounded great.
So why is it that Bruno Mars is adorable? Oh, come on. Use the microphone.
He's adorable, and yeah. He's incredibly talented.
Adorable and incredibly talented.
Yes.
Yeah, really. Do you,
he has moves like I've never seen in my life.
Really? What kind of moves would those be?
I'll leave it at that.
Really? Oh, all right.
She's moves that you perhaps don't have.
Apparently I don't, yes, right. Yeah.
She's not wrong, though. And, I mean, he's kind of small. What he's like 5'6 or 5'7 or something. He's pretty short. But everyone I know who's ever seen him in concert says he's incredible.
Right. I've seen him twice. He's amazing.
Really?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But I don't get what... I suppose I could go back to the Elvis era. When I was a big fan of Elvis, you're going to put the headsets back on again now?
He was the tiniest. Well, here's to tie in with Elvis. He was 6 years old, and he was a very famous tiny Elvis. That's how he got started. He was in Leaving Las Vegas with, wasn't that the one with Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
He's the little boy who's the Elvis impersonator. Oh, really? That was Bruno Mars.
But he's from Hawaii.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I just there's something that I didn't. He doesn't do anything for me. Listening.
Wow.
To all this
well, maybe if you saw him in concert, you would change your mind.
All right, it's 10 minutes before the hour. Very exciting stuff. Bruno Mars. Meanwhile, Millie's eating my microphones that cost $500 a piece. Thank you, Millie. I need a pause here.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Song. Love it. 53 past the hour. It's the DJ V show. We're apparently dropping like flies. I'm the V. I'm Victoria. We don't know where Doug is. Jen Jen is on her way to her next one of 15 jobs today. But we still have Kara Schillen holding down the fort at our studio in Washington. Hello, Kara.
Hi there. I might drop off like a fly, too. We'll see.
Please don't. Please don't. So, normally Chuck Curry, our movie mogul, is here at this time of the show, but he is not with us today. So, we've got some other movie news. We've got some weekend box office totals coming up a little bit later on. And one of the interesting stories that we've seen on social media a lot lately is this huge story about Sex and the City 3. Will the movie happen? Will it not happen? Sarah Jessica Parker has said officially that the movie is dead in the water. It's not going forward. And Kim Cattrall is being blamed for all of this. She's being blamed for having ridiculous demands. And it turns out she actually has been tweeting a lot about this now and defending herself, saying that the only demand she ever made was that she said she didn't want to do a third movie. And she said that was back in 2016. It's old news. But now Sarah Jessica Parker has apparently stirred the pot, and so now this whole issue has been reignited. And Ryan Murphy, who of course is the creator of Glee and a million other shows, he said he doesn't understand the hoopla. They should just recast Samantha. Oh. So I don't know. I don't think you can recast Kim Cattrall on that. I don't know. Did you ever watch that show, Doug?
I did, as a matter of fact. I have a hard time admitting that to my male friends, but it was a show that I actually enjoyed,
yeah,
mostly because I liked Big. I've always liked Chris Noth,
mm-hmm,
as an actor from Law and Order and anything else that he's been in, and so I liked the way he played that role.
You know, that's one of those shows that I feel like guys say they don't watch, but they totally sit at home with their girlfriends and wives and watch it. All of them do.
Yeah,
Meredith thinks it's a fabulous show. So, did you talk about The Rock and Fast and Furious?
We did not. No.
So, he apparently... Do we need to take a commercial break here, Kara? Sorry, I was wandering around doing a couple of things.
I don't know. It depends if you have to do anything in the background or if you're ready to go.
No, I'm ready. Now, I'm looking at this, the Rock back and forth about Fast and Furious and the spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Tyrese Gibson? I don't know. I've never heard that name, and I've never seen. Is it a lady or a man?
No, it's a guy. He's one of the stars of Fast and Furious. He's been in all of them, I think, since the beginning.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. All right, so he would be the one that's not Ludacris. He's a
Correct.
Black guy?
Yes.
He's the other. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he is a familiar, yes. He's a familiar, one of those familiar character actors.
Yeah.
So what's their problem? They are back and forth. Now we've got the spinoff with The Rock and Jason Statham that's supposed to be out in a couple of years, and so apparently
they've pushed back. I think what happened is, and the reason that some of the actors are unhappy. Because of the spinoff announcement, it has now delayed the original Fast and Furious, whatever it's going to be, Furious 9. They've pushed that back. And so Tyrese was basically saying, why are we making the fans wait 3 years for another movie? That's a really long time to wait. And Fast and Furious 8 was a huge box office success.
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe
bigger,
the biggest
bigger,
one.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So he's kind of making the point, like, you know, obviously The Rock has entered this franchise, and now he's made it all about himself, and now the spinoff is going to happen before the next Furious movie comes out. So.
And Vin Diesel appeared to side with Gibson on sharing apparently he posted a photo of him, that is Diesel, with Paul Walker, and the caption was Brotherhood. So The Rock isn't a part of the Brotherhood. I don't know.
I don't know.
People take shots at guys like that when they get to be big. My sense of Dwayne Johnson is only based on interviewing him a couple of times on this program and finding him to be friendly, intelligent, very accessible.
I think he's a good guy, but I think he's also very much work, and trying to do as many things as possible at once.
Right.
And so I can kind of see where the other guys are coming from, that they've been in this franchise the entire time, and then another guy comes in, and obviously The Rock has helped boost it, and now it's a huge, an even bigger franchise because he's in it. So they have him to thank for that. But I can kind of see them being annoyed that he's come in and taken over and now is doing all of this other stuff on the side. That's delaying them. I mean, I might be kind of annoyed by that, too.
All right. Mm. What's the, do we do the box office totals?
Nope, not yet.
Blade Runner, why don't you, we got about, a half of a minute here. Let's go through those if you have them.
So, yeah, number one was Blade Runner 2049, $31 million at the box office this weekend. The Mountain Between Us, the Kate Winslet drama, made $10 million.
That's a good movie.
It, the scary movie, that's $9 million, and My Little Pony, the movie, made $8 million, and The Kingsman, the Golden Circle, rounded out the top five with another $8 million.
Huh. Also saw the Victoria movie with Judy.
Oh, I want to see that.
That's a very good movie. 59.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.